We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
How great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
I'm Hallie.
I'm Becca.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
I'm Jess.
I'm Jamie.
Hi, I'm Maggie.
And we want you to know that God is in control.
He's got the whole world
in his hands.
The whole wide world
in his hands.
He's got the whole world
in his hands.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world
in his hands.
He's got the whole world
in his hands.
He's got the whole world
in his hands.
He's got the whole world in his hands.
I have a friend visiting us today. Brittany's here.
Hi.
And we've invited Brittany here because she has written a very special song that will really minister to people. And we want you to share the message and also share the story. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm 12 and I am homeschooled and I'm in seventh grade right now. And I like to play sports, especially soccer and lacrosse. I love to sing, and I love to read pretty much everything.
Wow. It keeps you busy then, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, how about the song? How'd you write the song?
I was just sitting, and I just got these words in my head, and I thought I should write them down. And I think, really, God gave them to me.
That's really beautiful. And God gave you this song at a time when so many Americans were living in fear after the September 11th attack. And writing this song helped you deal with your fears.
I really realized that life is really short and that we just need to tell people about Christ and make sure everybody knows so nobody will have to suffer when Jesus comes again. And I just think that we shouldn't be afraid of any evil and that we should just stand up for Christ.
Right. And that's what this song is all about. Let's play it for our listeners now.
Okay.
People die, and buildings come crumbling down. Bullets fly, even in this quiet little town. We are all in danger of falling into sin and not in love. You gotta stand up and show you're not afraid. Lion's roar. You gotta stand up and show that Jesus is your Lord. 'Cause he can come anytime. So just believe and he's yours and mine. Jesus comes and mountains split into two. But if we believe, heaven awaits for me and you. So let's lead everyone to Christ, so we can all live righteous lives. You gotta stand up and show you're not afraid.
oftentimes when we watch the news, there's stories about crime and other bad things happening. And it's really sad to hear about all the bad things that happen.
My dad's a pilot, and he was out when September 11th was happening. So I was just really, really, like, scared. And I just prayed to God, and he came home safely.
Well, we were watching the news, my family, and I just felt like crying because it was so sad that all these bad things have been happening in the world. And I just prayed to God that he would help me and all the people that have relatives that have died in the building.
We know that there's evil in the world.
We hear about terrible things happening.
But God is with us.
And we can learn how to be strong and face any kind of evil when we read his word, the Bible.
1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour."
That really creates a picture in your mind, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A roaring lion looking for someone to devour. But what does it say that we're supposed to be, Becca?
Be self-controlled.
Self-controlled and?
Alert.
Alert. So what does it mean to be self-controlled and alert, Maggie?
Being able to control your anger and things.
Okay. And how about alert? What does that mean, Jess?
It means paying attention and knowing what's going on around you.
Exactly. How does that help us when we have to face evil?
Well, if you were just like, you didn't pay attention to anything in your own little world, then the devil could try to make you do bad things. And then after you did it, you realize that you weren't really paying attention and you needed to be more alert.
Okay, and Jess?
You'll know when to resist his temptations and be able to attack with God's scriptures.
All right. Well, let's read on from this passage in 1 Peter. Maggie, would you continue?
Resist him standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering.
And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen.
God will restore you and make you strong.
Psalm 91 says, "If you make the Most High your dwelling place, then no harm will befall you."
"Because he loves me," says the Lord, "I will rescue him.
I will protect him, for he knows my name."
Psalm 46 says, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear."
Ephesians 6 says,
"Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power.
Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
So that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground."
Be strong.
Be strong.
In the Lord.
In the Lord.
In his mighty.
In his mighty.
His mighty power.
His mighty power.
Put on.
Put on.
The full armor of God.
The full armor of God.
Take your stand.
Strong.
The Lord gives us all the protection that we need to face evil.
Our faith is our shield.
The Holy Spirit will guide, comfort, and protect us.
Jesus is our hope, our strength, and our salvation.
We will live forever with Him in heaven.
When Jesus faced evil, He trusted His Father, and He turned to Him in prayer.
When Jesus was tempted by Satan in the wilderness, He used verses from the Bible to fight Satan.
When Jesus was in the garden, the night before His death, He prayed to His Father.
When we face trials, when we face evil, God our Father will be there for us too.
Study His Word, keep alert, and keep praying.
And Carolyn is going to pray for us now.
Dear Father, thank you for always being there for us. You give us all that we need to protect us from evil. We can study Your Word, we can pray for Your help and strength, and we can learn from Jesus. Help us, Father, to trust You the way Jesus trusted You. To love You the way Jesus loved You, and to live each day serving and telling others about You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Tell others about God's protection.
Tell others about Jesus.
And remember, stand up for Jesus.
Be self-controlled.
Be alert.
And keep praying. See you next time.
Everyone who's contacted us.
It's great to learn about our friends who are listening.
Here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Our web address is www.karenandkids.com.
You can write to us at Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.